This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz. Welcome. Hi, it's great to share moments with you in morning devotions. Enjoying the journey was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, life is a journey, not a destination. And so I said yesterday, there are two types of people, the journey types or the destination types, and you can tell them in the way they drive. Me, I'm the destination type. I've got to find just get to that point. And whereas my wife, she likes to look around and enjoy the scenery and that sort of thing. So I guess we are that sort of people. We either enjoy things around us or we want to get to where we're going. The Bible says this day in Psalm 118:24 belongs to the Lord. Let's celebrate and be glad today. And that's the emphasis, the word today, this day. It's a good thing to remember. The whole of life is a journey, not just when we get to the end, but the good bits and the bad bits, and we can learn from every single experience if we're seeking God's presence. Now, it's not always easy, but it's a worthwhile thing to do. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, a thief comes only to rob, kill, and destroy. I came so that everyone would have life and have it in its fullness. So there's nothing more sad than being alive but not enjoying life. Do you know someone like that? So life is a journey. It's got a start, a beginning, a middle, and an end. And we need to have something to reach for in life, to have a vision or a goal. So there it is. You can miss out on the details. And you read in the Old Testament, the Promised Land. You can read about this. The Promised Land was always available there for the children of Israel. And yet we see that they wandered for 40 years. It took them a long time to reach their destination. They disobeyed God. And they refused to hear what God had said. And so they wandered. The children of Israel wandered. And they were people who were grumbling and complaining, murmuring. They were certainly very discouraged, fearful, and impatient. Well, fast forward to the New Testament. And Jesus said to Peter, follow me. And he was setting Peter out on a journey, all right. I don't think Peter fully understood what was ahead of him. But Peter, from the New Testament, didn't immediately become this courageous, bold evangelist that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles. No, he had to wait. He had to wait a while. He had to wait for God's Holy Spirit to come into his life. And he practiced preaching and healing. And it was through that journey that Peter, meaning the rock actually, developed into the man that Jesus called him to be. So we have to wait. We have to experience the journey. Yes, the destination is important. We've got to have those goals. And yet we need time to allow God to set the timeline. I mean, his timing is very different to ours. It's he who takes us through the journey. So where are you today? Are you waiting impatiently to get to your next destination? Or are you allowing God to take you through the journey? Leslie Newbegin, the missionary theologian, said, we don't know the destination. We have no map of what lies beyond the curtain, though theologians often use language, he said, to suggest what we have. We don't know the limits of the possibilities of our personal lives or for the life of the world. We don't know. We can't know all that God has prepared for those who love him. It's beyond the highest power of our imagination. We don't know, he says, the destination, but we do know the way. And that's the heart of the matter. We do know the way. Patient God, we're in a hurry. We confess that we value faster more than deeper and getting there more than growing. And we miss so much. We hurry to do things ourselves, God, because sometimes we're irritated by your steady, deliberate slowness. It irritates us. But teach us to trust you so we can wait. We only know how to wait with our fingers tapping. And God, some days we don't have any fun. We don't have the time or the energy. We're busy trying to catch up, trying to make sense of our lives. And show us, Lord, that we try too hard. Teach us not to be afraid to let go. Teach us sometimes, Lord, to be gentle with ourselves. And, Lord, have mercy on us when we fail. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.